welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and I'll be with you for the next hour as we listen to recently reissued mid-1950s recordings from Chet Baker as he became an uneasy new icon of cool. It's Young Chet tonight on Nightlights.
You don't know what love is until you've learned the meaning of the blues, until you've loved a love you've had to lose. You don't know You don't know how lips hurt until you've kissed and had to pay the cost, until you've flipped your heart and you have lost. You don't know Do you know how a lost heart fears the thought of reminiscing, and how lips that taste of tears lose their taste for kissing? You don't know how hearts burn for love that cannot live yet never dies, until you faced each dawn with sleepless eyes. You don't know don't know how hearts burn for love that cannot live yet never dies, until you've faced each dawn with sleepless eyes. How could you know what love is? What love is? What love is?
Chet Baker singing and playing on You Don't Know What Love Is from the recently reissued Pacific Jazz CD. Chet Baker sings and plays with Bud Shank, Russ Freeman, and strings, back there by Russ Freeman on piano, Carson Smith on bass, Bob Neal on drums. We'll be listening to several recent Pacific Jazz reissues of Chet Baker tonight on Night Lights, including music from Chet Baker's Sextet and Chet Baker Ensemble. All of these recordings done in the mid-1950s, when Chet Baker's star was really ascending in the jazz world. It had started to ascend in 1952 through his involvement with the Jerry Mulligan Quartet, a group out in California that had gotten a lot of publicity, had been written up in Time magazine in early 1953. And that quartet was just cooking right along until Mulligan and Baker were both busted in April of 1953 for drug possession. And it was a bust that ended up hurting Jerry Mulligan a lot more than it did Chet Baker. Mulligan ended up spending about 6 months in jail. And while he was in jail, Baker formed his own quartet with Russ Freeman, which we just heard Freeman backing Baker there, and started to do a string of albums for the Pacific Jazz label that were critical successes and also did fairly well commercially. And we're going to hear now from a record he did with Jack Montrose, who was a 25-year-old arranger at that time. The Chet Baker Ensemble record included people like Herb Geller on alto sax and Bob Gordon on baritone sax, Shelly Mann on drums, a lot of West Coast musicians. We'll hear a tune now that was named after Pacific Jazz producer and maven Richard Bach. This is Bacchanal, the Chet Baker Ensemble on Nightlights. Thank you. Chet Baker Ensemble performing A Dandy Line. Before that, Moonlight Becomes You. We also heard Goodbye and Bacchanal, all of those off the recently reissued Pacific Jazz album. Chet Baker Ensemble with Herb Geller on alto sax, Jack Montrose on tenor sax, Bob Gordon on baritone sax, Russ Freeman on piano, Joe Mondragon on bass, and Shelley Mann on drums. Recorded in December of 1953, right before Chet Baker turned 24. 1954 would be an immensely successful year for Chet Baker for several reasons. In February of 1954, he won the Downbeat Reader's Poll for Best Trumpeter, beating out people like Louis Armstrong, Miles Davis, and Dizzy Gillespie. Also, that was the year William Claxton's photos of him became rather renowned, that show Baker in kind of a pose of brooding cool that fit in quite well with the iconography of people like Marlon Brando and Montgomery Clift that were ascending in popular culture around the same time. And Baker also recorded an album called Chet Baker Sings in February of 1954, which did much to lift his image in the popular culture of the mid-1950s, so much so that Richard Bach brought him in to record more vocals in early 1955 for an album called Chet Baker Sings and Plays. We'll hear now from that Chet Baker and This Is Always on Nightlights.
Our love will live, our love will last. This is not a dream that ended with the dawn, it's one that fate intended to live on and on. This isn't sometimes, this is always. This isn't maybe, this is always. This is love, the real beginning of forever. This isn't just midsummer madness, a passing glow, a moment's gladness. Yes, it's love. I knew it on the night we met. You tied a string around my heart. So how can I forget you? With every kiss, I know that this is always. String around my heart, so how can I forget you? With every kiss, I know that this is always. wish I knew someone like you could love me. I wish I knew you place no one above me. Did I mistake this for a real romance? I wish I knew, but only you can answer. If you don't care, why let me hold pray so. Don't lead me on. If I'm a fool, just say so. Should I keep dreaming on, or just forget you? What shall I do? I wish I knew. Why let me hope and pray so? Don't lead me on. If I'm a fool, just say so. Should I keep dreaming on, or just forget you? What shall I do? I wish I knew. Yes, I do. What shall I do? I wish I knew.
Chet Baker with I Wish I Knew, and this is Always from Chet Baker Sings and Plays. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Nightlights. Thank you. We're focusing on Chet Baker, his early career tonight on Nightlights, several recent Pacific Jazz reissues of his recordings done in the mid-1950s when he was really ascending and becoming a new icon of jazz cool. And one of the big reasons for that ascent, as I mentioned earlier, was the album Chet Baker Sings, which he had recorded in February of 1954. And which featured a cover picture of Baker that, according to James Gavin in his Chet Baker biography, Deep in a Dream, showed Baker looking like a jazz angel. Gavin goes on to talk about the impact of the cover and of the album. He says, as people stared at the cover and listened to Baker's blank slate of a voice, they projected all kinds of fantasies onto him. They imagined a wounded child in need of mothering, a seductive devil luring them into trouble, a dark prophet of doom, or the ultimate soulful male. Baker could sound as intimate as if he were whispering in someone's ear, or so distant that he might as well have not been there at all. It's interesting to note that Baker had a great appeal to women, but he also had a great appeal to gay men in the 1950s. In fact, he's considered to be one of the first male jazz icons who appealed to gay men. And it was partly a result of the photos that Pacific jazz photographer William Claxton took of him, as well as his vocals. We'll hear more albums or more pieces now from the Richard Bach recorded follow-up to Chet Baker Sings called Chet Baker Sings and Plays. This is Chet Baker singing Daybreak on Nightlights.
Daybreak, another new day. The mist on the meadow is drifting away. For it's daybreak, the sun's in the sky now, and flowers break through their blanket of dew. Sunrise, how lovely it seems to see from my window a sky full of dreams. As the white clouds sail on through the blue, at daybreak I daydream of you. There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that she turns out to be someone who'll watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the woods. I know that I could always be good to one who'll watch over me. Although I may not be the man some girls think of as handsome, to her heart I'll carry the key. Won't you tell her please to put on some speed? Follow my lead, oh, how I need someone to watch over me. You tell her please to put on some speed. Follow my lead, oh how I need someone to watch over me.
Chet Baker performing the Gershwin Brothers' Someone to Watch Over Me there. We also heard Daybreak, both of those from the recently reissued Pacific Jazz CD. Chet Baker sings and plays, recorded in early 1955, Russ Freeman backing him on piano, Red Mitchell on bass there, Carson Smith on bass on the track before that. Bud Shank was the performer you heard on flute there. I was talking a little bit earlier about the appeal of Chet Baker's vocals as described by Baker biographer James Gavin, who published a book about Baker several years ago called Deep in a Dream, The Long Night of Chet Baker. There were a number of people who did not care for Chet Baker's vocals at all, and that continues to be the case today. People seem to either love or hate his singing. There are generally few people that take a middle ground position on it. But it should be noted that while he was doing these vocals for Pacific Jazz, which were doing quite well, Richard Bach was very happy with how Baker's vocal albums sold, he was still recording instrumental albums that are generally today still critically respected. And we're going to hear a track now from one of them, from the Chet Baker Sextet, recorded in the fall of 1954, that features players like Bud Shank here on baritone sax and Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone, again Russ Freeman on piano, Carson Smith on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. They're doing an arrangement, a Jack Montrose arrangement, actually, of a song called Little Man, You've Had a Busy Day. It was a 1930s standard that people like Isham Jones and Connie Boswell had recorded. And this was one of the first times that it was done in modern jazz. Johnny Griffin, according to Michael Cascuno's liner notes, took a liking to the song and played it throughout the 1960s. Chet Baker and Little Man, You've Had a Busy Day on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Chet Baker from the CD reissue of the Chet Baker Sextet performing Little Man, You've Had a Busy Day. Baker on trumpet, Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone, Bud Shank on baritone sax, Russ Freeman on piano, Carson Smith on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. Recorded in September of 1954. Well, throughout the mid-1950s, as Baker was ascending as an icon of jazz cool and a star in the jazz world, he was also acquiring more and more of a drug problem. What had begun really just as kind of casual use of marijuana and occasional experimenting with heroin developed into more and more of a problem until he was pretty much strung out by 1956 and 1957, pretty much into hardcore junkiedom. And this became an increasing problem for Richard Bach as he was recording Baker for Pacific Jazz, and Baker's albums continuing to sell relatively well, but Baker becoming more and more unreliable in his performances, a little more sporadic. One of the last things that Baker did for Bach and for Pacific Jazz was a December 1957 session with several classical musicians. They were performing pieces written by a modernistic jazz composer named Bob Zief. And a couple years earlier, Baker had done some recordings of Zief's work with Dick Twardzik, a young pianist who had introduced Baker to Zief's work. And Twardzik, very tragically, had died while on tour with Baker in the fall of 1955 over in Europe from a heroin overdose. Baker continued to play Zief's Sad Walk for the rest of his career, and he was disappointed that this session never saw the light of day while he was alive. It didn't actually come out until 1994, when several of the tracks appeared on a Baker anthology of Pacific Jazz work, and they've now all been reissued on this CD, the Chet Baker Sextet. Baker playing with, as I said, several classical musicians. We'll start off with Bob Zief's composition, Minor Benign. Chet Baker on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Chet Baker performing Bob Ziff's Ponder and Minor Benign, recorded in December of 1957 and recently reissued on the CD Chet Baker Sextet on the Pacific Jazz label. Baker would sign soon afterwards with Riverside Records, but his career would be shadowed ever after by the specter of addiction, right up until his mysterious death in 1988 at the age of 58. Here's Chet Baker with Gray December on Nightlights.
Shadows pass my window, dark and lonely forms, memories of a fire become an ember, gray December. Listen, can't you hear it? Sighs and listless tread, shapeless dreams I try hard to remember. Gray December, couldn't you play the role lovers do and stay just for this moment? But love wasn't meant for sorrow and lament, so I'll do my dreaming alone. Softly now I see them, lovers' arms entwined, shadows of a love I can't remember, now an ember, gray December.
Thanks for tuning into Nightlights this evening. We hope you'll join us again next week for After Mingus, Don Pullen and George Adams in the 1980s. Support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee and Juice Bar. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskesh and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead. Can't remember, now an ember, gray December.